Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Thank you for sharing some time with us today. It's called A Thorough, Well-Articulated Study of Spiritual Awakening, a guide empowering readers to eliminate obstacles, gain clarity, set goals, by holding you accountable to achieve your desires. Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course by Gail Knox, contains 44 years of metaphysical study of the most profound channeled teachings from five of America's teachers with the highest integrity. Seven simple chapters, the book combines the wisdom of the ages to master the physical reality that surrounds you to personally improve your life, an exploration of the ways that inner perspectives drive external realities. Gail, born in Chicago, living mostly in the suburbs, currently living in Richmond, Illinois, began her spiritual journey at age 14 when her older sister, Madeline, gave her a copy of the book by Jane Roberts titled Seth, the Seth Material. She continued her study of channeled messages from many sources over four decades until finally collecting them all in her book, Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course. She then went on to receive both the basic and advanced certifications in the Universal Law of Attraction from the Global Sciences Foundation. Gail Knox, author of Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course, is back with us on This Week in America. Gail, it is always a pleasure. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, thank you, Rick. I'm just so excited to be here again.
Well, I'm excited to have you here.
Life-changing thing.
Well, it is for me and for all these people. I have my notes ready to go here, so I'll be taking notes as we go through here to see if you can help me get a handle on everything that's happening around us. And let's recap to start this off for the listeners who may be hearing us for the first time. The book focuses, as I said, on five of America's most well-known channels of spiritual messages coming from higher dimensions. Tell us a little bit about these five.
Well, it all started with Jane Roberts, who channeled Seth from 1963 until her death in 1984. There are no male or female designations in the non-physical, only masculine and feminine energy, and a leaning towards one more than the other. So Seth, associating more with masculine energy, described himself as an individual soul no longer focused in physical reality. His teachings and original concepts were echoed from all the channels that followed over these last 40 years, and yet the information is as relevant today as when they were first written. They all involve our physical integration, transformation, and evolution into a high vibrational spiritual beings that operate as one unit with their higher self, with the deepest connection to the eternal soul. And they explain exactly how to accomplish that, and they do it all from different perspectives. Lee Carroll has channeled Kryon since the early 90s, who as an 11th dimensional archangel has never been physical. So the male designation is only there for our convenience. He's in service to us now by thinning the magnetic grid that surrounds our planet to allow more enlightenment to flood in with information designed to strengthen our spiritual connection. But the most repeated message from Kryon is how we're unconditionally loved and supported during the physical experience. And Barbara Hand Clough channels a fifth dimensional Pleiadian plane since the early 90s, explaining the dimensional structure of existence and the keepers of each dimension. And it's her own wisdom of sacred geometry, astrology, and cosmology, giving us a broader view of reality than we ever got from a three-dimensional viewpoint alone.
Yes.
And Esther Hicks channels in the higher level of the eternal soul. And Abraham gives us an in-depth understanding of the universal law of attraction. Their book, As It Is Given, should be in every home. I keep giving copies out all the time. If you ever went to some of their seminars or listened to them on YouTube, where people are asking for the answers to the hard questions about life, you have no doubt you're listening to the voice of an infinite intelligence. And Daryl Anka started channeling Bashar, a fifth dimensional being and our extraterrestrial first contact specialist, after an encounter with the UFO in 1973. Daryl has just released a first contact documentary explaining it all, and that's available on iTunes. Bashar exists 300 years ahead in our timeline and sends Daryl transmissions of information explaining upcoming evolutionary changes that's upon us and how to integrate smoothly and efficiently into it by detailing methods for clear communication with the higher self. He explains the eternal soul and human counterpart should function as three aspects of one unit. The higher mind conceives, the conscious mind perceives, with the physical brain only designed to be the receiver of information. Ideas, inspiration, creativity, imagination, and intuition all come from our higher mind. And there's no better teacher out there teaching these concepts to us than Bashar.
You can get all of that information. You'll find all of that in Gail's book, Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course. Information on our website, a lot of great information on the website, advancinginenlightenment.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Gail's website and get all of this information. What's the difference between the angelic realm and alien beings in higher dimensions who communicate with us because they seem to have the same information? What is the difference?
Well, all existence in the higher dimensions has access to the same God consciousness, and we do too. But the difference is that the angelic realm is non-physical. And just as we are physical extensions of our internal soul, aliens are the physical extensions of their own eternal non-physical soul. They exist in the higher dimensions outside of our three-dimensional world, but nothing exists that isn't one of God's creations. Alien beings are still part of our greater galactic family, and we discussed it a bit in our last interview. First contact is coming, along with great change, and going off to work or traveling in a starship isn't that far off in our future, like a real-life Star Trek. We're moving into our next stage of evolution, going from Homo sapiens to Homo galacticus. And there's one more distinction being made, and that's between the dark energy extraterrestrials and aliens. Extraterrestrials are here with us, stuck in the third and fourth dimensions, inside the magnetic grid, and they can sense their confinement as if in a box with walls and a ceiling, which they don't understand. But this is what allows for our light and dark experiences. Aliens exist outside the grid in the higher dimensions and are high vibrational light beings.
You know, Gail's been with us several times before on the program and mentioned that about previous conversations. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, audio, you can listen on iTunes and Podomatic and Google Play and get all of the last two programs. You can go to YouTube and pull up the videos on the interviews as well. Can you explain something more about the main messages they want to communicate to us? What are the main messages?
Well, they all tell us we are eternal beings, living in the leading edge of creation as physical extensions of the same source energy that resides in them as non-physical entities. We are all pieces and parts that make up the greater whole of what we consider to be our God. We are creator beings, each responsible for creating our own reality and experiences as unique individuals with our own freedom of thought and beliefs to create a world of infinite diversity to learn from. Nobody was ever meant to create in the same way as another, and we couldn't even if we tried, because no two people have the same thoughts on all subjects. No two people hold the same preferences or likes and dislikes. And they all say change is upon us, and we're entering the golden age of light. And by 2036, we won't recognize anything of the old world of negative energy that we grew up in. The new age is high integrity, with all of humanity raising itself up as one family who could never war against one another. And new resources will be developed to create a bridge to a one-world community. There will be an allowance and respect for everybody's differences. The negative controlling factor of fear will be gone. People will recognize the creative source resides in everybody. And that's what we're learning now. We're learning how to integrate our higher selves into everyday life, living in heart coherence, creating right decisions and actions, to living out our lives in joy. And people are following their passions and experiencing joyful lives by doing what they love to do instead of just going off to jobs they hate. We are waking up to living in a new, more positive energy.
It gives us a whole new perspective on what you say, the sort of the everyday life that sometimes we just sort of walk through. Now, in the book, you use the word vibration. It comes up frequently through the book. What's the idea behind that? Explain that.
Well, everything resides in the vibration of atoms. And that's why it's said everything is energy. The vibrating atom produces a certain frequency. Slow-moving atoms produce a low frequency, allowing for dense objects forming us in a physical world. Atoms vibrating fast produce high frequency that becomes light energy and creates different levels and dimensions, because the more spiritual enlightenment you have, the faster the atom vibrates and it takes you to different levels. The levels of the dimensions formed each time there was a breakdown of information from the divine creator. There is such a breakdown of information in our realm that the atom is so dense it takes on the form of physical objects, although our entire realm is still created by thought. Thought remains the basis for its creation, and we are also endowed with the same ability to create with thought. The vibrating atom forms everything that exists, acting on the reflective thought of its creator. Our existence has no real physiology. Outside of that is being a reflection of what its creator is thinking. We are the thoughts and memories of our souls. Our soul's dream actualized and set free in a physical setting, and nature is the manifestation of our soul's flesh. We can't exist in thought without the body of nature. When you go out for a walk in nature, you're in harmonious vibration with your soul, and your sense of oneness can blossom. When you find vibrational alignment with yourself, you personally thrive. You feel good, you look good, you have energy and stamina. There's balance, wit, and clarity, and abundance in all things you consider good. You thrive in all ways when you come into energy balance with you. Vibrational relativity is what it's all about. And that's how I've combined the teachings of Abraham, Kryon, Satya, Seth, and Bashar, so it finally made sense and answered all my questions.
You know, it's interesting, the power of nature and just taking a walk. Our guest on the program is Gail M. Knox. She's the author of Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course. Information available at her website, advancinginenlightenment.com. When you see the book on the cover, the first thing you see is the book contains profound information. What did you find, you personally find, to be the most profound teachings of the channels?
Well, that's a hard one, because everything they teach is so profound.
Yes.
They all speak from the same sources of infinite intelligence. And when you begin from a place of knowing nothing, everything they teach becomes very important to know. For me, the profundity came when all the information came together and every question was answered, and I felt like I finally got the whole story, and that's when I shared it. Seth takes you from the beginning of existence, when our Creator was in agony because the light energy was so bright, darkness couldn't exist in its presence. It had to be there because it existed as an opposite of light. But what was it? There is no way to know what darkness was, except that it existed in the absence of light. Then finally, by creating a space so dense it could be removed from the light and creating beings, us, capable of experiencing both light and dark energy, we could bring the information back and the answer came. And we volunteered to do this. Now you've got a reason for being, and that's profound information. Then you have Abraham teaching us how to deliberately create the reality we want to experience by using the law of attraction, and how to measure our progress with the use of an emotional guidance scale. If you were on the right track, you felt positive emotion. If you were going in the wrong direction, you felt negative emotion. It's essential to have an emotional control over your feelings, because that's where you're creating from. Your experiences are born from how you feel about life. Kryon teaches everything you need to know to gain human mastery. In my book, I reproduced the 12-strand DNA activation and how everything exists in the same now moment. It's the soul that holds all incarnation. It's not something that we do, and it's done all at once, like thousands of television programs going on all at the same time, and not one after the other. Bashar echoes and adds to that, saying as the soul views everything that's going on at billions of times per second, we perceive that as the passage of time. Our idea of time and space is flawed, for they are only illusions created as a vehicle for a three-dimensional body to move through. We have the illusion of forward motion because of a pause between the neurological synapses where consciousness sleeps the nerve endings, thus delivering us from moment to moment, when we actually exist in a universe made up of still frames. The soul is the projectionist running the story of our life, as if watching a movie, but we control the outcome because of our freedom of choice.
Yes.
Their realm is constantly surprised by what we do, and they say we are very entertaining. But Barbara Hancloud delivered dimensional structure to me with channeled information from Satya, Palladian goddess, and filled in a lot of religious history. When I got all that, I thought it was time to combine the information into one book.
And that book is Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course by Gail Knox. We've mentioned several times creating your own reality and what you can do to do it deliberately. It's something that we can actually intentionally do. Are there specific steps that we can follow? So myself, anybody can go about creating their dream life.
Well, this falls under the teachings of Abraham and the law of attraction. Your inner being knows you and knows what you want. You also have vibrational senses to move you into the feeling of clarity. So the first step is to get a clear picture of your desires and ask for it. Step two is not your work, for it's instantly manifested in the non-physical. Then the higher realm flows in imagination of what it may look like, although the most you can imagine is just the start of what spirit can provide. Let surprise remain as an ingredient in its manifestation. And step three, it's your job to allow it to manifest into your physical reality. That occurs when you are in vibrational alignment with it and not hindering its manifestations with doubt. Use the power of thought, positive thought, to your benefit. You must realize and tell yourself, I am the thinker of my thoughts. I am the feeler of my feelings. I am the one offering my vibration, and I choose to do it fearlessly. Once you become a deliberate creator, and you are receiving satisfaction over and over again in all situations throughout each day, as you see your dreams realized, and it's not about anything or anywhere that you're trying to get to. It's about the journey through physical experience. You're never finished, because once you get where you think you want to be, new desires are born.
Exactly, yes. So you think you fulfilled that, and it's like, well, wait a minute, I've got a revision in my plan here now. I've got something else that I would like to achieve. Gail Knox with us on the program, talking about the book Advancement in Enlightenment. So many self-improvement books are out there. Is there a secret ingredient, if there's such a thing, that you have used in your book to keep it, the message, simple, easy to follow? And for so many people, in reading all the reviews on the book Advancing in Enlightenment, they're able to get positive results in their life. How are you able to do this simply? Because the message is very simple. You read the book and suddenly it's life-changing.
Yeah, my book follows the teachings from non-physical realms, where the information is coming forth from benevolent beings of infinite intelligence. The most important thing they say is to get connected and strengthen the clarity of the communication you receive from your higher self, your eternal soul. My book was written with that connection in place, and I was presented with synchronicity from its first being an idea to holding the book in my hands. I constantly hear the same messages from many different sources, except they've left out the spiritual connection. There's scientific and medical evidence. Even NASA provided proof of that our thoughts and feelings are attached to the magnetic grid, but they all leave out the metaphysical aspect and connection to one's eternal soul. I was sitting and wondering about that, and turned on the computer, and YouTube was there. And Cryon was in the top spot, so I clicked on it, and he said, these messages are going to come in every walk, and they're going to come in from every walk of life. Spirit doesn't care if people put their own spin on the information, as long as it's practiced. How's that for synchronicity? I ask a question,
yes,
and it gets answered.
Yes.
Yeah, but I've kept the information true to its source. And all the exercises and meditations are done with the connection of mind, body, and spirit intact. That's the secret ingredient, and all anyone ever needs to do. Go through life as a whole being that's spiritually connected and receiving divine guidance, and you'll live a life that's filled to the brim with joy, happiness, and abundance.
You mentioned exercises and meditations. Is there one that stands out for you that you tend to use maybe more often than some of the others?
Well, there's a healing meditation that's found on pages 114 and 15, where you imagine a pillar of light coming in from above and below, and you direct it to the area of your discomfort. You push the light in where the area of focus is seen as a dark mass. You infuse the dark spot. You infuse this whole dark spot or area with the light, and imagine it that it's turning into smoke and blowing away. Now, I have a Pomeranian, and over a year ago, the vet said he was having kidney and liver failure, and he wanted to put him on dialysis. And I thought he was going to die, so I took him for one last walk in the park. And when we got home, I turned on the computer and Googled pet healing meditation. YouTube came up with a lot of choices, and I picked Archangel Raphael and Ariel, healing meditation for animals. It has a picture of a black dog lying on a couch. The whole time that was playing, I was bringing in the light and pushing out the black mass. When it was over, he got up and was completely back to being a normal, healthy dog. He's going to be 15 this year. And so I use those together anytime I have a sick or injured pet. And I tell the pet, I'm a pet healer. And
yes,
I get good results every time. So that's my favorite. And then there's an Abraham segment intention I use for safe travel. And I use that every time I get in a vehicle. And that's found on pages 12 and 13.
And the book is Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course. Gail Knox, our guest on the program. You have a chapter that talks about Native American medicine wheel. Could you tell us something about that?
Well, I went to Sedona, Arizona in 2009, and while on a vortex tour that was given by the hotel, we stopped at a Native American medicine wheel. We were told about its history and use and got to try it out. And when we got home, we built one, and I started to write about it. But the metaphysical aspects used to power it up outweighed the information I'd gathered about it. But it's basically a sacred space used for spiritual connection and growth. That's why it wound up as just a chapter in my book, because I had so much spiritual information.
Yes.
And that backs it up. So it's Native American legend goes back 10,000 years when the planet was recovering from the asteroid strike that took out Atlantis, which, by the way, was recorded in stone by the Maya. Anyway, it said the Andromedans came down from the 10th dimension offering help and imparting wisdom. The 10th dimensional Andromedans are the governing body for our galaxy. When they left, the natives were told to place stones in the impressions left in the dirt from the bottom of their ships, and this would keep open a line of communication. It remains as a portal to 10th dimensional wisdom. And I go into much more detail about that and on some construction and how to use it in a couple of different ways in the book.
And the book is Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course. Gail Knox with us on the program. Interviews have covered a lot of information, many of it not found in the book, and so much information in the book, and we've touched on quite a bit on our programs. Is there more to come?
Yes, I'm writing a second book and plan on writing a series, but the next one is Advancing in Enlightenment, Living a Self-Empowered Life, and the information tends to flow one to the other. And I also write a blog on my website when I get time because I still work a full-time job at the post office. In the near future, I plan to write full-time, but for now, I just go with the flow of what feels right for me at the time. But there is one thing I'll share now about overcoming obstacles or insurmountable problems that seem to have no solution. No matter what disaster you may be facing, you have a divine intervention reset button, and it comes in the form of 7 simple words. Everything is always working out for me. You need to only repeat them. But if you want to infuse those words into your system, Google and type in Abraham. Everything is always working out for me. And there's a great YouTube segment on that. But you'll be amazed at how fast the angelic realm comes rushing to your aid with all manner of resolutions and solutions. And it doesn't hurt to finish with the affirmation, I exist in a universe of well-being. It flows right to my door, carrying me along through life in total and complete well-being. And so it is, as it is so.
Well, I love your passion, and there's so many things to talk about, and the time always goes by so quickly, and you help so many people with the book and by appearances in the media such as this. The book is Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course. Gail Knox is the author. Her website is advancinginenlightenment.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Gail's website and get all of the information. Gail, it is always a pleasure. Look forward to having you back on the program. Thank you for sharing some time with us today, making our lives better because of it. Thank you for being with us on the program.
And with that, Rick, I say namaste from the God in me to the God in you. This has been a wonderful experience, and I thank you so much because before I was just a writer, and now you've given me a voice.
Well, you're a communicator, and you're taking that message out to so many people through your books and media appearances, like I mentioned. Gail Knox with us on the program, Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course, the name of the book. Her website is advancinginenlightenment.com. You can find information. In fact, you can link on directly to Gail's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.